The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, to say a few words about the practice, I was a little bit inspired and a little bit delighted during this first sitting by the number of people who came while I was sitting. And it was, you know, we have this noisier door now with an electronic opener, so it's a little bit, we hear it more. And I kind of made me kind of happy to hear the door open and close, and which is not a little bit counterintuitive for people, and that this is the case. But here's the Dharma teaching behind this here at IMC. Sometimes, especially on retreats, or people who do this meditation practice will say something like, well, this meditation is great. However, how does it apply to my daily life? How do I integrate into my daily life? As if these two things are separate. So when we're here at IMC and the door opens, it's daily life. Daily life is here. It's not like so separate. There are people who've come here who have actually told me, Gil, you know, because they do this sometimes in other Buddhist traditions. When the sitting begins, we lock the door so no one else can come in anymore. Because if they're not there on time, that's too bad. The Dharma principle that we operate under is we just open and available. People live a lay life and busy life, work and family and all kinds of who knows what. Cars break down. And so we're just available, an open door for people to come and go and make it easy for them without any idea that we're having a solid protection of our precious meditation. But rather what we're doing is practicing in the middle of life as it is, in a sense, and we learn in this practice how to fold everything into the practice, as opposed to saying, well, that shouldn't happen. And because we're kind of practicing in the middle of an urban life here, I think it actually enriches the practice, and it gives us greater practice opportunities to have a noisy door. and it's just noise, you know. So what, some people have reactions to it, some people have... upset because it disturbs their meditation. But all that is extra. It's just all the Dharma. And if we learn to do that with the open door, the opening of the door here, then you'll learn to do it with your own mind, because chances are your mind is opening all kinds of rusty doors in there with thoughts and memories and fears and concerns. And you might have the same attitude. Oh, I shouldn't be there. It's disturbing my meditation. It should be different. It's all material for mindfulness. It's all someplace else to wake up in the present moment, to find our freedom, our equanimity with this too. And then at some point, you know, the lovely teaching I like is that it isn't that we disturb, isn't that sounds disturb us. We disturb the sounds. So if we have a reaction to sound, we have to take responsibility for what we're doing in our mind. A sound can be completely neutral for the mind in meditation. It's just a sound. It just comes, goes right through. I learned that when I was at a long retreat where my person sitting next to me would always be late. Always walk into the meditation hall like he was a lumberjack with boots on and pound in fast. And would always be huffing and puffing like he just ran a marathon and plop down. And then after he'd been down, it's plopped for 5 minutes. He'd rip open his Velcro jacket. And this is a 3-month retreat, right? So you're sitting there for a long time. And so there was other complications with my relationship with him, but there was, you know, it was a whole relationship going on. And so I just sat with it and practiced with it, and after some time it was just sound. It was just like there was no reaction and didn't disturb the peace of my mind. And I'd hear those footsteps come. I'd hear the heavy breathing. I'd hear the Velcro. And it didn't cause a ripple in my mind at all. So to learn that with anything, I think is quite a profound thing. And to learn also just that to this principle of just being open and inclusive. You know, whatever comes our way, so people come late, of course. There's no late. If you came at 9:45 instead of 9:30, well, that's when your meditation started. Some of us just happened to start earlier. You know, that you don't have to say like, "Oh, you came late to the meditation." That's just a way of speaking. Is that the wisest way of speaking? Are there better ways of speaking? I would suggest that you didn't come late for your meditation. Your meditation just started at 9:45. And other people started earlier. That's a whole different attitude, right? So what we tell ourselves in our minds is so consequential. So there's freedom with it all. So that's my thought. So it's all included in practice. Having said that, because of COVID, I think during the walking period we can keep that door open just to get fresh air in here. And we could also, because of COVID, getting fresh air, I think because the temperature is probably okay for it, we can prop that door open now for the rest of the morning. I'll do it. And unless it gets too cold or something windy. So then you